Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So it's no secret that there's a great deal of animosity between liberals and conservatives in America. But just how big is this divide? Well, partisan animosity is deeper and more extensive than any point in the last two decades. We are now at a point where members of the president's staff and cabinet are being run out of restaurants and harassed at their homes. We have Democratic representatives encouraging flash mobs to gather to torment members of the administration whenever they're seen in public. And when it comes to getting news about politics and government, liberals and conservatives inhabit different worlds. There is little overlap in the news sources they turn to and trust, and many of those organizations lean in one direction or another without consideration for the other side's opinions. Now, Walter Jacobson, whose weekly perspectives continue here on WGN Radio, has led Chicago's best political coverage in town for over five decades. And to break this all down and talk about America's divide, the challenge of objective journalism, and more, Walter Jacobson is joining us this morning. Good morning and happy 4th, Walter.
Good morning.
You've been covering politics in Chicago and across America for decades, since your days at Chicago City News Bureau, since Dwight Eisenhower was president and Richard M. Daley ruled Chicago. Have you seen anything like we're experiencing right now in American culture?
Oh, no. Since the cable news took over all of our thinking and expressions, it's just been unbelievable. I mean, I'm a cable news
You are.
Freak.
Yeah, I know you are, yeah.
And I love to listen to these people talk, but I've become so disgusted with what's going on that I don't even listen to them anymore because I know what they're going to say. The MSNBC and CNN on the left of the spectrum versus Fox on the right of the spectrum, they're just equally as unfair and biased. As you said, bias, opinions, the question, and objectivity, and we pretend to be objective, and we're not. Not so much that the opinions are on the air. Talking about cable television news, right? It's not so much that the opinions are on the air as it is that the stations give the idea to the viewers that they are objective and are reporting the news. And it's not news. You can't call Rachel news, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. You can't even call Wolf Blitzer news anymore. You certainly can't call Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC News. They are opinion givers, and they don't admit it. That's why Trump is so angry at MSNBC and especially CNN, because CNN bills itself as the most trustworthy, right?
Yeah.
And the most objective cover of news. And they're not. And that's what makes Trump so angry.
Well, and as we move to this new media world, the more you've gotten to this whirlwind of voices, the way it's being cut through is shock value. And that's why people now are driven not by the attachment to their own parties. They're driven by hatred for the other side.
That's right.
That's really what it is. It's beating up the other side every day.
That's right. And I think they've gone to an even greater extreme than just wanting to beat up on each other. They are have been trying to make an impact on our political process. They really do on MSNBC and CNN. They want Trump out of there. And the amazing thing is that they are just acting so stupidly, they're giving Trump every opportunity to roll over them.
Yeah.
Trump's on a roll.
Yeah.
And I think he's on a roll because the cable news sides on the left, have been provoking him to a point where he just keeps saying the same stuff over and over and over again, and his people love to hear it.
But every morning and every overnight that he's tweeting people, he's creating that news cycle when the sun rises every day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He is an absolute master of manipulating the media. A shocking thing is that the people on the media, the talking heads on cable news, are subjected to his manipulating and and make it easier for him to do that.
I'm just going to throw out an example on immigration. You know, what I've been watching, you know, in the news and all the press conferences. I went back and read, I looked at press conferences and transcripts back to President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, and President Trump. And the basic rhetoric to protecting our borders is the same. The method by how to get there has been a little different. But, you know, President Obama sent more illegals out of this country than any other president. But all of their goals were to ultimately protect the country and send criminals back to where they came. But you wouldn't know that the way each story is being reported from each side of the newsroom.
Well, and I think the worst aspect of this reporting on the border dispute is that we're not allowed to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how the government is getting away with, especially with the news media being so aggressive right now. I don't know how we are letting them, not that we can do anything about it, but how we're allowing the government to keep us from seeing what's going on inside those internment centers.
All right, we're talking to WGN Radio's own Walter Jacobson about the great political divide, and we'll talk state politics with Walter after a look at your morning traffic. And State Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Walter Jacobson. Let's talk state politics a little bit. Governor Bruce Rauner, gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker, essentially bought their nominations and is predicted to be the most expensive race for governor in American history.
That's right. Beat the one that happened in California.
$220 million was what they made. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So these two are going to spend more than that. I mean, they just have been willing to open up the pocketbook for whatever they happen to need at the time. You know, that contest between Pritzker and Rauner is even getting kind of boring because
it is a little bit. Yeah.
They're not contesting each other on the issues. They're saying silly things on the air and they're spending money buying TV time.
So which billionaire relates to the plight of the middle class?
I think it's fair to say. I think it's fair to say that Pritzker does that more than Rauner. I think Rauner's in some pretty serious trouble.
Well, now he's got a third party candidate on his tail too.
That's right. Yeah. And that man, Senator McCain from downstate, he is more conservative than Rauner, and he got into the race because Rauner won his nomination in the Republican primary against Jeannie Ives, who was more conservative than Rauner. But Rauner antagonized the far right, and now with going against Pritzker, who's more on the left, Rauner has got to get some numbers that he's not going to be able to get from this candidate McCain, who is appealing to the right.
Can anyone make progress while Mike Madigan is still at the helm? I mean, you've been covering this guy for decades. I mean, you know, can anyone make any progress? I mean, will Pritzker be able to make any more progress than Rauner has?
I'm not a Madigan hater like so many people in the media are. Madigan has earned the power that he has. And in my mind, he has used that power to do good for the state of Illinois very often as he is doing bad. In fact, he does no bad for the state of Illinois, in my opinion, unless we want to talk about the money that he's made on his own private practice, but that's not a matter of making judgments on what needs to be done for the state. That's his own, as the others have been calling it, his own corrupt practices.
But part of this is, I mean, we haven't had a decent or a reasonable state budget in years. No. We're underwater. I mean, that some of that has to go to him on this. I mean, he's certainly not willing to work with anybody.
Well, of course, that's the problem down in Springfield, largely, that they're all so wound up in their personal quest for power that they get absolutely nothing done. But they've made a little progress since the last budget came out. They are talking and trying to make some points with people by at least appearing to be interested in what's best and best for the state.
So the mayoral race in Chicago is obviously on its way here, and there's a ton of candidates.
Nine
to be exact. You know, what do you think this early in the game, where does this head for the mayor?
Well, you have to say something anytime entering on this conversation that it's clear that anything at any time can happen to change completely what we're saying. But right now, it is beginning to appear increasingly to me that Rahm Emanuel is just going to get right back in, because it's not the issues out there that might beat him that will determine what happens to him. It's what the people inside politics, the precinct captains, the ward committeemen, who will get out, despite all the news about who's saying what. They're the ones who will get out in a very narrow atmosphere, just 50 wards, and get their machines to get the numbers that they need for Rahm.
But with nine people running for mayor, I mean, that does dilute the pool a little bit here, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. But where are these oppositions to Emanuel going to connect? Where are they going to get the political power to get the voters to the polls that way? Paul Vallis and Gary McCarthy can talk and describe how they think Emanuel's doing a bad job, and it can be on the front pages of the papers and on television on the 10 o'clock news. But when it gets down to election day, it's the few precinct workers who can get out the few voters who will make the difference.
The legendary Walter Jacobson. You can hear his perspectives every Thursday on The Steve Cochran Show and every Sunday morning on The Dave Plyer Show. That's my show. Walter, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning, and enjoy your fourth.
My pleasure always talking to you, David.
All right, pal. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.